You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What up, y'all? Jinx, Gabrielle.
You can't jinx a sister.
I said Gabrielle, so you're good now, though.
Let's go.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, okay. Okay. Came back with a bang.
That
okay.
was good. That was good.
What up, peeps? Y'all, welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter, y'all. Hopefully, y'all are well.
Long time no see.
Yes.
Like, yes. Super long time. Super long time. Like, y'all. What have we been doing with our lives?
We just been...
A little bit of everything.
M.I.A.
M.I.A.
Yeah, so we just been... It's just... I don't even know. It's just been busy.
What life has been lifing, okay? Lifing,
yes.
It has just been really difficult to sit down and get this done.
It has.
Specifically because... We had set a day where we were always going to film,
mm-hmm.
and then that became mom's chemo day. So that threw a wrench in plans. Then by the time we look up, it'd be like Thursday or Friday, and we've not made another day to get it done. So it's just taken us a while to get adjusted. And now she's done with the first part of things, but... I think now that we'll have our Tuesdays fully back, like, even though I feel like this last round we've had them back, but we were so out of sorts. That it just, so now we can actually get back to filming on our regular schedule today, because today is Sunday. You guys are going to get this on Sunday, the same day that we're filming it, like, way later than it's supposed to be. Yeah, but so we're here.
We're here.
We missed y'all.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully you missed us as hopefully well. And hopefully you forgive us.
Yes.
But yeah, so we're going to hopefully get back on track. We don't have a podcast this next week coming up, but we have one the next. So because we're doing every other week until we can get back into a routine. If we decide to up it from there, we will.
Yeah.
As of right now.
Every other week, twice a month is
to get back on in a routine. And, you know, hopefully the goal is to go back up to maybe... You know,
every week. Yeah.
But we need to make sure that we're ready for that and have, you know, stuff.
Stuff to talk stuff about. Because we'll be having nothing to talk about.
Yeah. So we want to bring you, as we've always said, we want to bring you stuff that actually is valuable, that we believe is valuable. You know, obviously it doesn't make it valuable to you, but if we believe it, then maybe there's someone else that can take something from it. Cool. Now we're ready. Girl struggling.
Did I go the wrong way for
this? Yes, we always go.
I feel like we always go to the left. I feel like it's been a long time since I've done that.
Yes.
Are you sure you went the right way or I went the right
way? I feel like I went the right way.
Who went the right way? I forgot.
Yeah, y'all tell us who went the right way because we're going to have to look after this.
So sure and see. That we started on the left.
Who knows?
I went the right way.
Yeah. Well, she's the boss, so I'll let her think.
Anyway, so what's been going on, Shouting?
Man, what's been going on is we've got a few sponsors to talk about.
Yes, shout out to our sponsors because our sponsors keep us going here. What picture is this of me?
I have no clue.
What picture is that? Were we out to dinner or breakfast or something? We were, and I took it,
yeah.
That's so funny. Yes, shout out to our sponsors. We appreciate them wanting to work with us, and we appreciate you guys who check out the sponsor deals because we try to get some good ones, you guys. So hopefully when you're listening and you hear us talk about something, it piques your interest and you check them out because they keep us here, okay?
Yes.
Shout out to them.
Absolutely. So the first one is going to be Apostrophe. We've told you about them a couple times. Great product, and a great and a product that is delivering a service, I think, that a lot of us, you know, need help with sometimes or at some point in our life, even when we're adults. So, and I'm speaking of acne, like, so, and we know acne can be, I mean, all over. So it can be facial acne is what most of us are annoyed about when we get it, right? Because it's so visible. But, you know, hormonal acne, chest knee, back knee, and even some butt knee. Okay. So, I mean, it happens everywhere. But basically, I know I've struggled with just a skin that's really oily, but then it gets really dry, and then so, you know, clogs the pores. I get some acne popping up. So Gabrielle has kind of the same thing, just acne pops up out of nowhere. And Gabrielle has amazing skin, all of a sudden out of nowhere she get one pimple somewhere. It's just
annoying.
Where did that come from?
It's so annoying.
Like, where did that come from? It's always before we're about to do something, you know? So, but basically we've all had struggles, and that's why we're excited to be partnering with Apostrophe. To kind of tell you about what they do. So basically, Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. At Apostrophe, a board-certified dermatologist will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin. Simply fill out Apostrophe's online quiz and your skin goals and medical history, and then snap a few selfies, and a board-certified dermatologist will create your customized treatment plan. So basically, like, just the service, you know, is really simple. Like, the website is very simple to use. You know, being able to, you know, articulate what you need, what you're experiencing is very laid out, very nice. And basically, it's a relief to know that you don't have to go to a dermatologist's office. You can do it all through their service here, and that you're going to get a real dermatologist, you know, treatment plan. So you don't have to, you know, it's not a knockoff. The visit's quick, and you're not needing to schedule appointment after appointment. So very nice. So we have a special deal for our audience. You can save $15 off your first visit with an Apostrophe provider at apostrophe.com/LMO when you use our code LMO. This code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/LMO and click begin visit. Then use our code LMO at sign up, and you'll get your first visit for only $5. That's Apostrophe, apostrophe.com/LMO, and use the code LMO to get your dermatologist crafted treatment plan for $5. And we thank Apostrophe again for sponsoring this podcast. So, but yeah, so that's pretty awesome. Check them out.
Check them out.
But yeah, so what you doing, Shouty? She over here deep in this phone right now.
I am, sorry, because I was actually looking for Ask Gabe and Babes to do, but I have scrolled and I haven't come to any yet.
She scrolled and scrolled.
If you have any Ask Gabe and Babes, send them in, because once we start getting back into this podcasting, we would love to help you with anything. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I was just looking for that. I'm sure there are some. I just got tired of scrolling.
Exactly.
In the inbox.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, what's been going on? So much has been happening. Like I said, Mom had her last chemo session this past week.
Yay!
Which is awesome. Next phase of the journey is surgery, followed up by radiation and immunotherapy through the end of the year. So,
Then that would be, hopefully, once that's done,
then
she is cancer-free.
Yeah.
And so that's...
Yeah.
So this is one.
Well, she's already cancer free.
We claim that she's already cancer free. Okay. But this was a big milestone to finish up that chemo. That's pretty awesome. We're very excited about that part of the process being done.
Yes.
Excited for her. I know it's been tough on her, and but she's championed through it.
She is. She's a trooper.
Yeah, God is good.
Shout out to all of you for your prayers. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Let's see what else.
Just like going back to the business, it's just been a blur. I really think, like, since going back to, like, just we've been busy.
Oh, okay.
Like, we went if you guys watch our vlog, if you're not, make sure you check out Gay Babe TV over. We went to Mexico
for spring break. We had a great time.
We get back.
We went to the Nickelodeon Resort.
Nickelodeon Resort.
A lot of fun.
Had so much. I mean, just a great time.
Mm-hmm.
got back and I got a little stuffy, like in the airport when we stayed the night in Dallas, right? Mm-hmm. Before our morning flight to come back home. I got a little stuffy when I woke up. I was a little stuffy. But I figured, like, slept in a dusty hotel, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, hotels sometimes, you know, mm-hmm. you wake up a little stuffy. It's nothing major. Get home, a day later or so, Gabrielle's not feeling at her best. Well, mm-hmm. she'd never get sick. So we're like, what is going on? She's like, let me take a test real quick. I was about to head to small group.
Yep.
She's like, let me take a test. So I took a test, and sure enough, she had COVID. So I was like, well, let me test. I'm not going to go to a small group regardless, but at that point, but let me test.
Mm-hmm. He had it.
Sure enough, I have COVID. Test the kids.
They were negative.
Thankfully, both the kids were negative. So we then had to parent while quarantining.
Mm-hmm. While trying to isolate.
While trying to isolate as much
as
them.
We could, but as you can imagine, trying to do that with a four-year-old, Chad, you know, and good. A nine-year-old. Chad was cool, but it was like, you know, after so long, they're like, okay, they want to be in the room. It's like, stay off the bed. Where is your mask? You know, all of the things. Like, y'all, I done went the whole almost pandemic and didn't get it, and now I've gotten it. I honestly think so many more people have had it than they know, because literally, I could have just said, I think I have a cold. I think I'm coming down with a cold. Or I'm just
stuffy from allergies.
Or I'm just stuffy from allergies. Or I just have a headache, because I had a headache and I felt a little congested. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, well, I'll just rule it out. I honestly was like, you know, it's probably just, you mm-hmm. know, we've been traveling, da 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 da.
Yeah.
And I took a test. But how many people aren't taking tests when they feel like that, because they're like, oh, it's probably just a common cold?
Because it feels like a common cold.
Because it, yeah, like, thank God our symptoms were not, you know, bad. They were very mild, you know, but.
And we're vaccinated, so, you know.
It was just, you know, but. Yeah. So the kids stayed home for a week. Technically, Chad Jr. could have went to school, because their rules are all, basically ain't no rule. I mean, there are rules, but not really, unless they have it themselves.
Yeah, and they didn't, like, test positive, so we could have seen him, but we were just like, no.
I just didn't feel comfortable.
We're gonna send you back once
we're vaccinated. He didn't have to quarantine.
Because he was vaccinated and didn't have it. Like Gabriel said, he didn't have to quarantine. So
Easter, we all took tests. So Easter was 5 days later.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had to quarantine, like the rules was to quarantine for 5 days, and like on the sixth day or something. Monday would have been the day where we could, you know, be around people or whatever. Mm-hmm. So everybody tests on Easter and everybody's negative except me.
Yeah.
So then I have to sit in the room by myself for a couple more days until I was able to get a negative test.
Yes.
Which is a whole nother thing, because there are so many people who still test negative for a while, or still test positive for a while after.
And there's no requirement to actually test.
There's no requirement to retest
after you quarantine.
It's just like the CDC is like, hey, stay at home for 5 days. Next 5 days, wear your mask when you're around people.
Yeah.
So it was just, it was a lot.
It was so much different than when I had it in 2020. Because in 2020, it was new.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was just, you know, I'm going to quarantine. There's no, we're not taking any chances at all. Like, I'm going in the room by myself. Yeah. That's it.
So it definitely looked different.
It looked different. And I'm thankful that, you know, the kids didn't get it. I'm thankful that we both had it, so that, you know, Gabriel didn't have to be by herself for the long haul. And that, you know, and I believe that because we were vaccinated, you know, I think it helped keep those symptoms light.
Yeah.
You know, for us. So,
I guess I had forgotten about that, because I was like, what have we been doing?
But it just, I think from there.
It's just been a shit show.
The only thing we've been consistent on, I think, has been the Friday dance reels.
That's about it. That's literally about it. I haven't been putting out much else content but that, because just been a lot going on, a lot of brand work. It got pushed, so then we were kind of like trying to catch up, and then we got more on top of that. So it's been a very busy past month and a half.
We shot probably 3 weeks worth of branded content in a week.
Yeah,
and we've got more to shoot this next week, so we're thankful for all of it. But all of it got condensed
because
we had to push it
that time off.
Jinx.
So that is where we have been. And if you're exhausted just listening to us, then you can already imagine how we feel.
Yeah. So it's just been, so we're excited about finally getting back to a bit of normalcy. Mm-hmm. Just trying to get slow things back down from being this film, this hectic workload hit us once we got out of quarantine. And also, you know, for me, I'll share some information, some stuff that I decided to do in the last day, really, mm-hmm. that's taken off some of the weight off of my shoulders personally after our second sponsor.
I was like, why don't you just say
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Because we got a second sponsor.
I was like, that Gabrielle is going to
speak about.
Okay, so this next sponsor I have talked about multiple times before, and it is Noom Mood. You guys, I have been using Noom Mood for the past 2 or 3 months, and I am such a fan. So Noom Mood is here to guide you to mental wellness. So we are all in this space where we have dealt with some type of stress, whether it's daily stress and maybe it's coming from your relationships or your marriage or your job or whatever. There are always areas in our lives that can cause us a little bit more stress than we'd like, cause us a bit more anxiety than we'd like. And Noom Mood is here to help you learn how to deal with that stress. So it's been awesome because you go through this journey like one step at a time, and they give you tools to learn how to navigate the stressful, anxious times in your life. So I've been using the program. I think I have probably like 4 or 5 different tools in my toolbox, because you'll take a week and you'll go through and they'll show you like a new tactic or new technique, and you'll learn all about it. They have all of these articles that you can read about it. Like, they'll do like little pop quizzes to make sure that you're comprehending. And then at the end of the week, you can decide whether you want to keep the tool and put it in your toolbox, or if you just feel like you probably wouldn't use it. So the latest one that I've done is filtering. And it talks about like there's positive filtering, there's negative filtering, mm-hmm. which is basically like where you take like filtering like different chunks out of like an experience, like pieces from an experience. So it's just been really great. Like, I cannot speak any higher than I do about it. Like, I legit have enjoyed my experience with Noom Mood, and it's backed by science. So like every day there are lessons that you go through, and the lessons are based on psychological principles that teach you about your relationship with stress and anxiety. Mm-hmm. Like, it has daily curriculum, so it walks you through step by step. You have a coach that checks on you. And I like it because if you miss a day or two or a week, like, you just pick right back up where you left off. You don't have to worry about like, oh man, I missed it. Mm-hmm. Like, it'll start back when you pick it back up, which is really nice. So I say everybody should try it out. Like, just try it out. Trust me. Okay. Try it out and, you know, get some tools for your toolbox. Yeah. So I want everybody to check it out. You are stronger than your stress, and it doesn't get to control you. So why don't you equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to steer yourself to happiness? For all of our peeps, we have something for you, so you can worry less and feel happier if you sign up for your trial at Noom.com/LMO. That's Noom, Noom.com/LMO. So check it out. Let me know what you think. If anybody has already checked it out, let me know what you think in Absolutely. The comments, because I keep telling babe, like, you need to sign up. Like, it is really good.
So now you know why I wanted to wait until after you the sponsor to talk about my thing.
Okay. Go for it.
Right. So basically, before I do that, I almost cracked up because Gabrielle doesn't like, so like she was reading the iPad for the, and this little block came up. And so instead of just hitting the little X, soft and simple. So here's her, right? So I'm holding the iPad and like a thing popped up. Instead of just being like, oh, get off my screen, she was like, and I'm like, just hit the X, sweetie. And she was like, oh, okay.
She it's does like my natural reaction is to try
beat
and
the
like,
crap out of the screen. It's
just
the,
get it off of there. Like, get off of my screen.
It's the funniest thing. I almost cracked up. I held it in, though, because it was hilarious. But yeah, so basically.
Oh, you're so funny.
So yesterday I had to make the decision to push back the Iron Man to a unknown date at this point. I just, honestly, this whole year has been a battle to train. And then, you know, getting back and then, you know, thinking I was going to get back into it when we got back from Mexico and then getting COVID. You know, there was a lot of things that just kind of like, besides my lack of motivation, there was a lot of things that kept popping up. So I just got to the point where I was like starting to like, it was starting to be more stressful where I was like, you know, worried about, well, I can't go golf because what if I hurt myself? Then I won't be able to train. Mm-hmm. Or I'm not going to play basketball too much with Chad because, you know,
I want to injure yourself.
I want to injure myself. Mm-hmm. Or if I play too much with him, then all of a sudden I'm too tired to make my, to do my run. And then I feel bad because I didn't do my run. It was just this whole mental, you know, like mess.
Battle,
yeah. You know, that I was going through. And it was just really bringing a lot of stress on me. So, needless to say, it was time just to be like, you know what, it's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Timing wise, we could make it happen, but it would be, you know, just
a rush job.
I wouldn't do as well as I would want to, which would bother me. So I officially yesterday told my coach that it was, you know, that we're going to postpone. We canceled the Airbnb. I'm actually, you know, outside of like, I feel good about the decision, but obviously I'm still processing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel a weight off of my shoulders. Mm-hmm. Like today I got to just go hang out, you know, a pool party with some friends and just hang out, mm-hmm. relax. And I didn't have this thing of worry of like, well, I got to get back and do my run.
Training, yeah.
You know, like I could go out in the pool. I'm tired now because, you know, getting in the pool in the sun, you're tired now, right? Ate some good food.
That's why I feel so tired.
Oh, yeah.
How much we were sitting outside in the sun.
Exactly. Like, you sit in the sun, you ate some good food. It makes you tired, right? Mm-hmm. You know, so before I'd had to be like, well, I got to come home and try to get this run done.
Yeah, yeah.
And after we do the podcast, and it's just, it was stress.
Yeah, it just wasn't. I feel like, and I was telling him, like, because we talked about this earlier this week, because I'm asking him, I'm like, do you really feel like this is the year? Because I just, Chad, in 2021 prepping for the Ironman is completely different from this chat, and I can see it. Like, you were looking forward to training, like you were in it, and it's just, and I could tell that you just weren't there. So I was like, it's okay to change the date. Like, there's no, you control this. Ironman ain't going nowhere. Your coach ain't going nowhere. Exactly. Like, you have the time. Sure, we created Ironman 40. We wanted to do this, you know, but it's like for the unnecessary stress. And I'm like, I just feel like this year is the year of slowing down and being around for family and taking care of family. And that, and that's another big factor also. Yeah. Like, nobody knew about mom's diagnosis and what that would look like for us. Like, you know, it has changed a lot this year.
Exactly.
So I'm like, it's totally okay for us to say, you know what, 2022 was, we just made it through. Okay.
The year of like, it was a, like year. You said it perfectly yesterday. You said maybe 2022 is the year of, because God is still providing for us and blessing us and getting us, you know, amazing opportunities with brands. And he's really showing up like he always does. But some other things had to be kind of removed from the picture. Like, you know, like we haven't done a ton of traveling quite yet.
Yeah.
You know, we had to remove some things from our from our lives. Like for me, the Ironman training, ultimately it needs to be removed right now. Right. You know, the travel and like, you know, there were some trips that we probably could have taken, but we're just, you know, we've had to be really present, and we're thankful that we have that opportunity to be, present for her, right?
Absolutely.
Because we don't have two 9-to-5s where we have to go off to the office and she can't even be here with us because we're not here.
Right.
So we're thankful that we have that. These children, they're just children.
They're just children.
But they're just being children. They're childrening right now.
Yes.
Our children.
So,
but basically,
big decisions made,
And
how do you feel about it now?
I do. I feel good about it. I really do. It's just, it sucks because it's postponing a dream, you know, like a big, big goal. But I know it's the right thing. Because I just want to just, I think because this year has been the year of taking care of family and, you know, and I think I just want to take this year to take care of me too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, obviously we take care of each other, we take care of our kids,
yeah,
but sometimes you need to take care of yourself too, right? And
all the time,
you know, and especially your mental health, you know. Mm-hmm. And mental health is something that I will always be an advocate for. The mental health, everybody deals with mental health struggles at times. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be severe. Sometimes it is severe. I'm you know, this week has been a pretty big mental health week for me, as far mm-hmm. as just being, you know, just being in a bad space, you know, just stressed, feeling stressed and stuff like that. And sometimes it has nothing to do with money, has nothing to do with circumstances. It just sometimes has to deal with you and just what you're mm-hmm. searching for, and, you know, and your prayers, and that's, you know, that's where I'm at right now. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
You know, just taking care of me, taking care of us, and
yep.
you know, simplifying it.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I've already decided this was just going to be a light year. Like, I just can't do all the things like normal, and that's fine. Yeah. Thankfully, I don't have to. God is good. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, nothing is lacking, nothing is suffering. So yeah. It's like, why not take the easier path for a little bit?
Yeah, we'll still do some more.
We got some lighter load.
I agree. We got more trips planned. We have some travel coming up, and so we'll still do the things that we love. But it just doesn't have to be this jam packed, you know, balls to the wall.
It is also a really strange. I don't know that if you've thought about this, but we'll be 40 next month. And it just feels weird to me. Does it feel weird to you? Like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, I've never been a person that's been caught up on age or felt a certain mm-hmm. amount of way about my age. But it's just something about leaving my 30s and going into my 40s. It just feels different.
Yeah.
But I can't quite put my finger on what the different feeling is. It is a really big milestone. And I'm like, am I making it too big of a milestone? Like, it's just another day. Like, you know, I'm not going to wake up and feel any different. But I guess just the significance of closing out a decade and starting a whole new one. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it makes you start going through I'm getting old. Like, you know.
It is, 40s is like, 40, you know, okay, 40 40 is not the new 20. Like, I mean, it just, I don't know.
It's like, double 20.
Do you remember feeling like, for anybody who is not in their 40s yet, being young and thinking, gosh, 40 is old, and then getting there and being like, oh my God, like, I am who I thought was old, even though I don't feel old. I don't, you know what I'm saying?
You don't look old.
Just it's just weird.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, I think that has something to do with it too.
I agree.
Just a weird year.
I feel like the zirconian retrograde is happening too.
Oh, Mercury retrograde.
The zirconian Mercury and Saturn.
Mercury isn't retrograde.
Venus Mercury retrograde.
Alexa, is Mercury in retrograde? Alexa,
you'd be better asking Siri.
Is Mercury in retrograde? June 3rd is when it turns. So we've been in
some retrogrades.
Yeah.
We've been retrograding.
If you believe in all of that, if you know anything about that. You know, I really don't even know what that means when they say Mercury is in retrograde, but people just always use this time to be like, things will be a shit show because Mercury is in retrograde.
People just blame it.
But I don't really know what
we don't know
of that is
enough
based
to blame it
off of,
that,
honestly.
So.
So
I can't blame it
just,
because I don't know what it is.
We're just talking. I can't blame it either because I really don't know what that
exactly,
means.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys believe in that stuff? that stuff. I feel like saying that stuff.
Well, do you believe in those things? We don't understand them.
Not that we don't even understand them, but I mean, whatever. I don't know. That's a whole nother.
Sound like you 40, girl, talking like that. That stuff. Over here, sound like you in their 40s now.
Am I in my 40s?
You
when
young,
I turn 40, I will be 40.
You young punks.
Not in my 40s yet.
You young punks and whippersnappers. Yeah, I'm start calling everybody punks. You young punks. These young punks and their rap music.
Yo, I can't believe we're about to be 40. And yeah. I do have a plan because we'll be out of town. But it was not a plan that I created for my 40th. And I feel some type of way about that because I just wanted this big, grand celebration, not like a party. I thought about that, and then I was like, I don't want to spend the money for everybody else to have a good time. I'd rather just take a really good trip, and it just didn't pan out that way. Like, we literally don't have any big plans for our birthdays at all.
She asked me, I said, what you want to do with your 40th? Because mine's before hers. I'm like, I don't know.
But this is unlike us. We always have a plan for our birthdays, or at least I always have a plan for our birthdays, and I think I've just been overwhelmed. And I just haven't had the time to even think about
on her birthday
what I want to do. Yeah, so we'll end up being out of town anyway. So it'll be fun, but it's not the plan
that she had.
That I had, even though I didn't have the plan, if that makes sense.
So we're going to do a trip for our anniversary just us.
Yeah.
I think that we're excited about that too, is taking a trip just her and I, just Gabriel and I, just like,
said I think that we're excited about that.
Yeah.
I guess it's exciting. I'm not really excited about it, honestly. I'm not looking forward to it. Like, I think it'll be nice, but I haven't gotten to that point
yet. You're not
there
yet.
We always end up having
a really good time when we take trips by ourselves, because we do end up relaxing.
Yeah. Y'all, the camera.
If it ain't the kids, it's the cards, okay? Okay, the cards acting up, the kids acting up.
Dang.
Mercury is acting up.
Ugh. I don't even remember what we were saying.
I don't either. Basically, this podcast sums up
life in 2022.
Life in 2022.
As much of a shit show this episode is, this is where we currently are right now, okay? Exactly.
But you know what? Here's the thing. We ain't complaining, because God is still good
all
of it. Yes. So we're still thankful. We're still happy. We just, you know.
It just is.
Life is life, as Gabriel says.
Okay.
And there's our daughter.
She made her way in.
She did. But basically, we're at the end here. So we're going to do the third and final sponsor, and then we're going to close this good podcast out. So the final sponsor today is a new one, I believe. I don't think we've talked about them before.
Ooh.
So shout out to Ghost Bed.
Yes.
So thank you so much for sponsoring this podcast. So we all know how important sleep is to our overall health and wellness. So for me, when I wake up in the morning, I would say probably six to seven times out of ten, I don't feel like I got super great rest. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't feel like just that movie wake up like,
you don't feel refreshed.
Refreshed, like that's a lie, because I don't feel it. So they're made by Nature Sleep. It's an industry leader in the mattress space in 2001. Every Ghost Bed product, from their mattresses to their sheets and pillows, is designed with cooling features. So so it's perfect if you sleep warm, which most people do. They've even got a mattress dubbed the coolest bed in the world. Shipping is free and fast, and you can try out your mattress for 101 nights. And you even get an industry-leading warranty up to 25 years. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
So some cool stuff about Ghost Bed is they're a family-owned business and sleep experts with 20-plus years of experience, quality and comfort at affordable prices, cooling technology in every mattress so you sleep longer at night. Mattress is made in the USA, backed by 20 to 25-year warranty, 2 times the industry standard. So that's pretty awesome. 101-night at-home sleep trial, which 101 nights, that's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
So you can try it out for 101 nights, and if you don't like it, you can return it and get your money back. No hard feelings, free shipping, and most orders ship within 24 hours. So So if you're not sleeping good and you want to try something new and something great, try out Ghost Bed. That's pretty awesome. Get your mattress quick, and you can try it. If you need to finance, you're interested in financing, they have 0% down, or 0 down, 0% APR financing. So it's easy to finance your mattress if you need to for $35 a month. And their current promotion right now is a flash sale, 40% off mattress and adjustable base bundles, or 30% off a mattress plus 2 free pillows. So, basically they offer bundles so you can get everything you need for a full bedroom upgrade. Choose any of their mattresses and pair with their award-winning adjustable base with 15 massage modes, cooling pillows, and more. I'm going to check out these massage modes. That sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So for the peeps, To find your perfect mattress, check out ghostbed.com/LMO. Right now, Ghostbed is offering our listeners 40% off Ghostbed bundles where you get a mattress and adjustable base. Or 30% off site-wide. That is 30% off all mattresses plus two luxury pillows. Use promo code LMO at ghostbed.com/LMO. So hurry up, take advantage of these savings. And that again, that's ghostbed.com/LMO and use promo code LMO. So check them out.
Check them out.
And thank you so much to Ghostbed and all of our sponsors for sponsoring this podcast today.
We appreciate y'all.
Yes. Thank you so much for everyone that watched or listened or both.
We love y'all.
We do. We appreciate y'all. We hope
that you keep coming back. I know we've been spotty, but mommy and daddy.
Apparently loves you guys more.
Apparently we are not as cool as the peeps. So
yeah, apparently she loves you more than we do.
Yes, we keep coming back. We are getting back into the swing of things. Send in those Ask Gaming Babes at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com with the hashtag Ask Gaming Babe in the subject line, so we know you want us to tackle it on the podcast. So any dilemmas, situationships, anything that you would love to have our unprofessional opinion on, send it our way,
please.
We love y'all. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Is it 2 weeks or is it I guess every other week?
Yeah, we'll
be
back. And yeah, and well, now it'll be like a week and a half, but yeah.
Oh yeah, because it is Sunday.
So. But yeah, so thank you so much for joining us and connecting with us, keeping up with us, and we love y'all, and we will see you
later.
Bye,
deuces.
Alligator.
All right, lean down, girl. Lean down so they can see you. Say we'll talk to you later.
We'll talk to you later. Bye, bye,
peace. Deuces.
Make sure to like and tap on the like button. Bye.
Yay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.